40-day health challenge.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hi, my name is Sheena. I am originally from Cork, but living in Dublin for the last 25 years, so a bit of a hybrid, as you might say. I am doing the 40-day challenge to get a handle on my fitness, my weight, why I overeat, and just generally trying to put all the pieces together. I think a lot of fitness and health programs focus on either weight or fitness. I think this is going to be more, I suppose, holistic and focusing on the whys and the overall wellness side of things. So really looking forward to getting to know all the experts. I've been a big fan of Operation Transformation every single season. Big fan of Carl's fridge. I'm obsessing over Carl's Samsung fridge. So yeah, like absolutely delighted to have been chosen and really looking forward to getting going.
So talk to me then about your health to this point. How have you been, and weight wise and everything?
So I was very skinny all my life until I had kids, and then it appeared that instead of the weight coming out of me when I delivered the kids, I must have eaten them or something, because I just gained weight. Like, my eldest son is 10 and I appear to have just gained weight over the 10 years. Instead of delivering the 9 pounds of him out, I took it in. I've always been a big eater and overeater, and I think just when I turned 40, I suppose it caught up on me. My metabolism slowed down, getting into perimenopause now, so it's kind of like the perfect storm. And then I've had a pretty tumultuous 2 years. My dad died, my sister died, my aunt died. We've moved house. I was made redundant from my job, voluntary redundancy, and quite happy to take it, but it's still a lot of change. So it's been a whirlwind 2 years. And we've moved house, as I said, a couple of times, because we sold a house and bought Angela's Ashes house that needs to be done up. So we're renovating that at the moment. And living.
Stress levels.
Stress levels off the charts. And when I was talking to Eddie, he said, look up life event scale and see where you are on that. And it appears I'm off the Richter scale. You know, so he said, you need to be compassionate with yourself and stop saying I'm fat and I'm unfit, and realise what you've been through and just come to a kind of an acceptance of it and move on, I guess.
As regards to the weight, would you be somebody who'd be up and down, or you do something for a few days? How's the willpower?
The willpower isn't bad. It's the consistency of the willpower. And I just love food. I just love food so much. I have a big appetite. I love food. Going out for dinner is my idea of heaven. I'd have no interest in going to a nightclub or even to a gig. I would only do a gig once every 18 months. Like, I did Coldplay and Garth Brooks. Like, the really big ones I'll do. And it's not that I don't like music. I do. But my big thing is going out to nice restaurants. So okay. I suppose that all creeps up in you over the years.
So are you a starter, is a main and a dessert kind of woman, or what would you be?
No, I'm a savoury girl.
Right.
So like, we did an Indian now last night. I didn't even get the dessert menu. I just wanted the starter and the main course. Savoury, spicy, salty. I'd take or leave desserts. Although if there's one in front of me, I'll take it, you know yourself. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't order one. Yeah.
Would you be a cheese board woman?
I love a cheese board. Do I have that look about me? I love a cheese board. In fact, our wedding cake was cheese slabs.
Okay.
On top of each other.
Yeah.
Absolutely love a cheese board.
And you like a glass of wine?
Love a glass of wine. Yeah, yeah. Not excessively so, but when I said 6 to 10 units a week, that was accurate. Yeah, I like a glass of wine. Okay. Hard though, as you get into your 40s, the recoveries are tough. Mm-hmm. So you would limit it to 2 or 3, but restaurants are my big thing. Absolutely love a restaurant.
I get it. I can feel it. I can feel the love for the restaurant. And then exercise wise, would you be active?
I am active because I'm constantly ferrying kids somewhere, or I do a lot of dipping in the sea, and I would always be 10 to 15,000 steps a day, but I don't walk fast enough. I'm a member in a club. We just, a fitness club, a gym. I'd forgotten the name of it there, which is a bad sign. I haven't been in said gym for a good few months because we moved too far away from it, but we're moving again and we will be virtually next door to said gym. So I will be best buddies with the gym. I actually love lifting weights. Haven't done it in 6 months just because the routine and the everything has been all over the shop. I love lifting weights. I used to be a great runner. Like, I've done half marathons in less than 2 hours over the years. I've done Gale Force West, albeit 15 years ago. So there's a fit, healthy, thin person in me. She's just missing an action for the last while. But she's in there. And I love fitness. And I love health. But I also love takeaways and wine and sitting on my arse. So.
You mentioned there how you've had a number of deaths in the family.
Yes.
I'm very sorry to hear that. And all together as well, which
yeah.
can take a real toll on your mental health and your mood.
Yeah, yeah, it can. And again, you know, instead of cooking a healthy stir fry, oh, sure, look it, we'll just get another Thai takeaway tonight. It's just anything to kind of ease the whole stress of the situation. And it's like, who doesn't love a takeaway? But definitely in the last 2 years since my dad died, my weight has crept up. Mm-hmm. But the excuses now have to be a thing of the past. You know, because I don't want to be a woman of excuses. I want to be a woman of action. Because like a lot of people, when they lose family members, go away to nothing. Not me, unfortunately. Mm. A lot of people like visibly fade away when they lose a loved one. But I think that's my whole thing, is I reach for food as a comfort thing. So I'd like to get to the bottom of that. I'd like to delve into why I do that. You know, because life is always going to be stressful and there's always going to be roadblocks in your way. So you can't, every time something stressful appears in your life, you can't go for the Thai takeaway. So I'd love to get a handle on that part of my eating.
The 40-Day Health Challenge. You got me fired, 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 fired up.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.